Hakeem Green in the building.
Yes. Sir, yes, sir, yes, sir, yes, sir.
What's up, guys?
What's up, man?
How you?
What's up, my guy?
You know what it is? We sparking madism.
We sparking madism. Yes, we are. No doubt.
Everybody, before we get started, man, shout out to everybody that's on Twitch, that's watching on YouTube, Periscope, Roku, Fire TV, Zodiac TV, Signature Series. Everybody, you know, I appreciate y'all chiming in. I need y'all to share the live, man. Get the numbers up. You know what I mean? Also, today's show and Saturday concert with KRS-One is brought to you by Positivity Water, man. We're going to have that alkaline water on deck, on stage for you, Hakeem. So when you're ready to just drink some water between your verses and everything, this is it right here. Positivity Water is going to be on deck.
Y'all went to Positivity. You know that's right. Big shout out to 24 Hours of Peace, Love, Unity, Safety, Having Fun. All the positivity in the world. No doubt, no doubt, no doubt.
So what's up, Hakeem, man? First of all, man, How you and the family doing, man? I know we've been on the road lately. We back outside. We sparking madism. You got a lot going on, man. Talk to me. How you been? You good?
Yo, man, I'm great, bro. To be honest with you, man, I'm elated. I'm on cloud nine right now because a few weeks ago I did this event in Newark, New Jersey, 24 Hours of Peace.
I saw it.
Yeah, you know, we've been doing it like for the last 10 years. And this year was just, we just outdid ourselves. The lineup was tremendous. I partnered up with DJ Little Man. A big shout out to DJ Little Man. Big shout out to Roz Baraka, the great city of Newark, New Jersey, Office of Violence Prevention, the Brick City Peace Collective. The whole thing was phenomenal. We have Beans and Freeway came through. Jadakiss came through with the bartenders, Rec Shop. And then, you know, our mans and them, our peoples, KRS-One came through and just like, rah! It gave us a preview of what's going to go down on Saturday night. It's going to be fire, bro.
Yo, let me tell you something, Hakeem. The volume of people that hit me on the side, the volume of people, artists that hit me in the DM, family members, people I haven't heard since high school, even big name artists. I can't even say their name, man, because if they pop up, they pop up. It's going to be a crazy movie Saturday.
It's Miami, so you never know who's going to be in the building, man. It's going to be a movie for sure, for sure. Yeah, yep, man.
Yep, and if you didn't get your ticket, the tickets in my bio link right now. Go get your tickets now, man, before we shut it off Saturday evening, man, because it's going to be a problem when you get to the door. It's going to be a line. It's going to be $40 at that door, maybe more. We don't know.
Get it early. Right? Yo, get it early because we're going to be sparking madism all night. Excuse me, all day.
Yeah.
Day party. No doubt.
Yeah, it is a day party. That's right. It starts at 6 p.m. And I want to say showtime is at 9 o'clock, man. So, you know what I mean? We're going to have DJ Alamo, Shorty Doo-Wop, Finesco going to be shutting it down on the one and twos. I'm going to jump on the turntables, open up for you guys and we them Zoes and so on, man. So it's going to be a problem, man. Yo, let me ask you, Hakeem, man. Oh, big shout out to Gilly, the king in the building. Yo, Gilly, what's popping, boy, my guy?
Philly in the building.
Yeah, Philly in the building, man.
Philly in the building, hard body. Peace to the God, peace to the God.
Shout out to Gilly, shout out to Wallow in the building. What's popping, man? Tell me, how did you get up with KRS-One back in the days? How did KRS-One discovered Channel Live and created Channel Live and for the Spark and Madism, you know, thing to happen throughout this whole world, this era? Mm-hmm.
Well, I was a school teacher from 1990 to 94 at the Hart Middle School Complex in East Orange, New Jersey.
What you doing, teaching rolling blunts? What are you doing?
Huh?
Teaching how to roll blunts? What are you doing?
So what's crazy is I had KRS-One back in Newark last weekend, and I did the Madism Cypher, and a few of my former students rolled up spitting hot bars.
Whoa.
And like, yo, Chris, these are my students from middle school back in 1990, and it blew his mind. But I started an after-school program with some friends of mine called Act Now, African Children of Tomorrow Now, just really trying to bring cultural awareness, history, you know, that real education to our people. That's something that I missed when I was in junior high school in high school. So we wanted to kind of, you know, bring that to our people. And in doing so, KRS had Human Education Against Lies lecture tour going on at the same time.
Right.
So we take the students up to see KRS and a bunch of other, you know, kind of Afrocentric lecturers or whatever. And I met him just going to his lectures. After seeing me a few times, I was going to Montclair State College in Jersey. He showed up at a lecture and he spotted me like, yo, Hakeem, I've been looking for you. Blew up the spot. Everybody was like, oh, shit, Hakeem, you know Hakeem. It's just right there. So he said, listen, I'm doing this lecture tour with Dr. Leonard Jeffries, and I want to know if you would open them up for me. So I began my relationship with KRS, opening up his lectures. And then me and Tuffy was doing our little demo on the side and eventually got a demo to him. And, you know, the rest kind of kicked in the gear, and that was it. Yeah, man.
Man, and how what was the process of creating Madism?
Yeah. All right, so we had this song on our demo that got us the deal. One of the songs that got us the deal. It was called Blunt Is On Fire. It went, the blunt is on fire. Quickly pass the lighter, let the Philly blunt burn.
What? Now,
I was the weed. So all the metaphors was me breaking down how my weed was, I'm this, I'm that, my rhymes is this, my rhymes is that. Tuffy was the blunt. I'm gonna split the back. I'm gonna roll you up. I'm gonna dump the guts. I'm gonna do that. That's all his metaphors. The third verse was how you get high. Chris was like, yo, man, y'all too educated. Y'all gonna go over niggas' heads. Y'all gotta bring it down, right? So he said, all right, we're gonna do this next year. I'm gonna do it with you, right? Got the beat. You know, we ended up with SB 1200, D&D, the B room. Just that feel, that real hip hop boom back. Anybody know about D&D? Know what it is already? You know, we had some herb. We rolled up some herb, and we had I got you open off the Into the Stage joint, and he just walked down the album, and eventually we got to, you know, All We Do Is Spark Madism,
right?
All right, that's the hook, and then we went in to write the bars. He was like, "You gotta dumb your shit down." So, wake up in the morning, got the yearning for herb was me trying to be corny. And it was halfway down my verse. So when I got to it, he turned, you bugging, turned the shit down. Yo, you need to put that at the top of your verse. Fuck my head up. So I'm trying to be whack just to kind of, you wilding, Chris. You want me to
double? That was the hardest part of the record. You trying to be whack. Wake up in the morning, got the honor for herb. Now, I shame no lie. Every time I used to play that back in the days, that the crowd would just sing it when I drop it on the. Oh my God!
But see, that's why he's the teacher, you know, and we're his students. And mm-hmm. when we listen, you know, it usually comes out all right. You know, big shout out to KRS-One for leading the way, no doubt. Because we was on some other, like, you know, super lyrical miracle. With the, you know, he was like, nah, man, you got to talk to people. You got to reach them where they at. And it's nothing like reaching people where they at when you got a blunt in your hand. So
yeah.
It was spark
Madism.
Yeah. Yeah. No doubt.
So what you got going on now, man? I know you got a couple of joints out. The other day I played Put It in the Air, you know what I mean? I know you got the cypher out, you know what I mean? Talk to me.
Yeah, so I got a project out called Madism, Who Want This Smoke? Well, just for the people to know, I launched Madism as a brand. I do an interview platform called Madism TV and Madism Sports. Madism Sports with KG from Naughty by Nature. We get it in every Thursday. I have Madism Info, the Ultimate Cannabis Journal, which is just, you know, me interacting as hip-hop with the cannabis world. I put out a project last year, Madism, Who Want This Smoke, featuring KRS-One, Sadat X, Tretch, Do It All, Keith Murray, Carl Thomas on Put It in the Air. Thank you for giving that some love, my brother. Thurston Howell III. We Them Zoes. Zoes all day. You know, get it in. And then, you know, that's what that is. And that's just about me keeping the Madison brand alive, you know, and keeping the smoke alive. Got a solo project right now I'm working on called Aubrey with Ron Lawrence from The Hitmen, and we're one song left to finish on the album, and we're done. And that has Took a Test and The Cypher, which are both out right now. You can get that on all your famous favorite streaming platforms. And just try to come with some good stuff, man. Got 24 Hours of Peace as the concert festival that we do in Newark, New Jersey every year. But that's also a character development, critical thinking, conflict resolution series that I have with some friends of mine who are counselors and educators. We go into schools and work with young folks on a, you know, more, you know, hands-on level. And that's kind of what it is, man. And you know, look out for the Madism strain. That's coming soon. I'm working on that. Work. You know, yeah, man.
Yes, sir. Shout out to everybody that's in the building. DJ K-Dev in the building. DJ Sus1 just walked in the building. Sus, peace, what Sus. Up, boy? Feature presentation.
Yeah. Peace, God.
Yeah, man. Yo, can I rock a joint right quick? Which one you want me to play, man? Put it in the air or the cypher?
Let's go right to the cypher, bro.
Yeah, man.
KRS.
Let me rock it right quick, man. DJ X, Hakeem Green in the building, man. We're going to rock the cypher right here. And we're getting ready for the big concert this Saturday in Wynwood at the joint. Yep, DJ X, Hakeem Green. We themselves can't forget KRS-One. It's going to be a problem.
Connected. We get to boogie off and the weak get disrespected. The cypher's so sacred, it takes place on hollow ground. B-boy seeks a battle on a mission to follow sound. D-Box DJ banging on the table is the way we settle beef since the days of Cain and Abel. Ask Pop Master Babel, the jams of DMC. With DJs battle for world supremacy. The cypher's not always round, but always on the square. Breakers be on the ground, but I'm gonna put the weed in the air. The cypher's like the wheel of steel and scratching makes me itch. I get hyper with the lyrical skills when the DJ catch my pitch. When the fade is being switched, everything live in the mix. But still off the cut like I wear it on my wrist. What is a cypher? We can build a cypher, but destroy. The cypher, the cryptic writer, the mind igniter. I'm a rhymer designer, a line after line of rhymer. See, I'm an 80s rhymer, the crazy kind of you can't phase me rhymer. I write raw shit like I'm writing on baby diapers. I blaze these ciphers with basic shit. Savage, I'm on that kill for eight type of shit. Hit after hit, all classics, spit in the grit. You talk that hickory dick, you getting lickety split. This what you get, you ain't taking nothing from me. The goat that steps to KRS is the goat that's getting curry. Brain matter, I'm the original face slapper. It's been so many years, must have forgot we used to change rappers. Now I bust on these nappy-headed hoes, I must. You ain't bad boy, talk big, get your eye pop. That fake shit's not us, you know how Fresh Prince is. Career killer, I write death sentences. Hey, 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 yo, what is a cypher?
DJ X.
Hey, yo, what
will
a cypher? What is a cypher? What is a cypher?
Hey, yo, F, let these motherfuckers know.
Thomas of the essence, every breath another second. I'm down by martial law, fighting through the game like Tekken. I ain't got no weapon when I camel walk like Johnny. Ringing bells when I rock the mic, it's poison like I'm Ronnie. Bob and weave through the dish and pull off in a new edition. Rapping is fundamental, whack MCs be steady riffing. I just stay in my lane when I'm on a scout like Kiffin. Looking for volunteers when there's a drought, I'm in the kitchen. Cooking up some special treats, not talking trout when I'm fishing. I cruise through a hunt with heavy clout when I'm on a mission. I'm special with the verse, every line in education. Way I wrestle with the verse, I rhyme in meditation. Standing on one leg, balanced on a lotus. But still packed an eye for judgmental niggas who ain't the SCOTUS. You can roll with this when you done past the light. Rhymes going counterclockwise around the cypher.
Problem. Yo, you got to give props to whoever was doing the cuts for that.
That's DJ Nasty, Miami's own DJ Nasty, PB Armstrong in the building. No doubt.
That boy never lost his step. You know what I mean? I thought you was about to say DJ Nasty 99 Jams, but PB Armstrong?
That's PB Armstrong.
My guy, he goes way back.
Yeah.
Don't get it twisted. People put it on you.
Yeah. them scratches is kind of tight, right?
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Sharp and on point. On point, man. Cypher and KRS-One ripped that, of course. Of course. And don't forget it, man. Everybody, share the live right now. KRS-One this Saturday in Wynwood at the Joint, featuring Weedem Zoes, yours truly, DJ Epps, and this guy right here, Hakeem Green. Yeah, man, it's going to be a problem. Yep, it's going to be a serious problem. Yeah.
Yeah, man, so, you know, just to let people know, like, this next project that the Cypher's on is a dedication to 80s, 90s hip-hop. Heavy scratching, heavy break beats, you know, just that trying to, you know, authentic feel, if I may. So that's why the scratches was important. And PP Armstrong came like super correct on the scratches. That was like important.
PP was on his permit shit on that one.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Let me ask you something, man.
Uh-huh.
You as an MC, how hard does your heart thump when you next to a god like KRS-One and the crowd is just not going crazy, but going bananas? Like, you know what I mean? As a DJ, when I go on the turntables and I'm playing all the hit records and everybody like, oh my God, he's tearing it up. When a guy like KRS-One is on stage, it's a different type of energy.
Bro, he like breathes life to the stage, bro. Like when he steps in the building, no matter what room he's in, he fills up the room. Like, it's just different. And his energy is always on 10, whether he's rhyming, performing, doing lectures. If he's out in the street just talking to his fans, his energy is on 10. He give everybody the equal amount of love. And it'd be like, yo, how does he do it? And then go on stage and rock like it ain't nothing. Like, it's amazing watching this guy over the last 30-some-odd years, man. First, like, being a fan, like, before I knew him personally, I got put on the Criminal Minded Boogie Down Productions by KG from Naughty by Nature in my homeroom class. That's how I got put on. My first BDP concert was with KG and Vin at the Apollo Ghetto Music Blueprint of Hip Hop. When he put out You Must Learn, me as a school teacher, it, like, to have somebody so here with it, but still so street and to the point, and everybody got with it, and then he give it to you on stage, like, don't nobody really want it after KRS-One touched the mic. It's kind of, it's weird. And you know, they don't really want to touch that mic.
How do you want to get on stage after KRS-One? Where, has anybody done that before? Has anybody played themselves and done that before?
It's hard, you know, and like, you know, it's a few folks out there that, like, I don't take nothing from them at all. Like, the Busta Rhymes of the world, like, Bus is next level. Like, you know, it's a bunch of people next level. But Chris, it's different. Different. Yeah,
Hakeem, what made
I'm biased, though. I'm biased.
He said, I'm biased.
I'm biased. I'm biased.
Sorry, everybody, you just joined in. Big shout out to Minnesota Money Boss Players in the building. I appreciate
the God. Minnie, what up, God? Yo, he been putting out some fire. Oh, man. Loving what's coming from this guy, yo.
Melissa Bender in the building. She says she's packing right now. She's about to head over to Miami.
Come on.
Yo, I'm telling you, man, the people are checking in and they getting ready for Saturday. And Hakeem, I have to tell you the truth. I'm gonna just break a little secret. You know, DJ Epps, he be out there, state to state, country to country, doing his DJ Epps thing. But this is my first produce concert in a very long time.
Really?
Very long time, Hakeem. And you know, it was kind of gutsy as a promoter. It was going out on the ledge and you know, with the new age and everything, but I don't regret it, man. I don't care. And you know, one thing I related to the KRS-One Boogie Down family. Big shout to Simone, everybody. You know what I mean? You know, it's really not about the money for me, man. It's really being on stage with the God at this time, coming out of the pandemic, and you know, showing the world how a real show is supposed to be produced. You know what I mean? A DJ supposed to be rocking with an MC like this. This is what it really means for me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And all that other stuff, it comes last. You know what I mean? So I appreciate everybody that's buying tickets. You can go to my link in my bio and go buy tickets right now.
Get it up.
I appreciate everybody that's part of it. We Them Zoes, you Hakeem, you know what I mean? The engineer, I just came from over there from the club, you know what I mean? We double-checking the engineer, making sure he's on point with you know, what we need on stage, the monitors and everything. So, you know, it feels good that I did this show, and I can't even wait to do the next one,
yeah.
Honestly. You know, I think it's something I done started. I think it's a wave that I'm about to start.
Well,
you know what I mean? You know,
yeah.
You never know. People say, Epps, bring MC Light. I'm like, MC Light? Why you want
me? Yo, man, we need that. Yo, we need that. We need the bridge, too. Like, that's what you're serving, a bridge to connect folks who, you know, you hear about it. You heard the legends. You heard the stories. But to see it live and direct and experience it for yourself, it'd be next level. It's something else that you have to experience. So it's good that you bring in KRS down to Miami, you know, so folks can feel it, you know, feel that BDP, Boogie Down Production vibe, know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That Boogie Down Bronx feel, because you know that's where it all started as well, too.
Yeah.
Yo, Hakeem, what made you cut your dreads at whenever time you did?
It was the summer of 2001, and it was just time. Like, I grew my dreads not to be in the box. I was keeping my dreads to be in the box. You know, so it was time to expand, you know, and be like Samson. You know, hair didn't, you know, determine Samson's fate. You know, you got to overcome all that. So I had to let it go. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
KRS, God, BJ 1976, no doubt. Salute.
BJ, what's popping? Appreciate the follow and all that, man. And everybody, if you just tuned in, Roku TV, everybody in your living room right about now. I know you can't type. I know you don't have the computer. You're just watching it on TV, man. Yo, I appreciate the love. Fire TV, Apple TV. This is my guy, Hakeem Green from the legendary group Channel Live. You know what I mean? KRS-One, you know what I mean? That's his boy right there. And they're about to shut it down this Saturday in Wynwood, Miami, Florida, at the Joint. Now, this is a weed-friendly party. This is my backyard party. It starts at 6 p.m. This is not no late night stuff. You know what I mean? So we gonna start the party at 6 p.m. Showtime, like around 9 o'clock. You know what I mean? And shit, we back at home by 1 o'clock in the morning. Unless y'all still want to go out there and turn up somewhere.
we go get it in and get it in thorough. Big shout out to Sam Scarfo.
Oh, they all in here, man.
No doubt.
Tell me about, give me like, three exotic herb that you like to smoke, man.
I like wedding cake.
Wait, stop right there. There's an herb called wedding cake.
Yeah.
I never heard of that. As much as I've been smoking since I was little, I don't smoke no more because I'm so focused. But wedding cake?
Yeah.
That sounds delicious.
Hey, I like cookies. Big shout out to Burner. You know what I'm saying? Cookies.
Shout out to Burner.
Yeah, no, big shout out to him. He did his thing. Thank you for blessing the weed community. Gelato is hot, no doubt. Gelato is very, very hot. But I'm a sour guy, too. I know I'm a, you know, a New Yorker. Sour is big with us. But, yeah. Yep.
Damn. Gelato. Yeah. I haven't heard that in a second.
Yeah, gelato's not. I can't eat fruit. I like gelato. Yep.
I think when I decide Shark to go.
Sam Scarfo said, Shark Lotto.
Shark Lotto? Shout out to Roberts in the building. I think when I want to go puff a blunt, I'm going to go look for that wedding cake because that sounds good.
Yeah, no, it's nice. Well, wait a minute. You smoke? Have we ever shared a blunt together?
I don't know if we shared a blunt. I don't think we did.
But we don't.
But yeah, I've been smoking since I was in high school. But, you know, lately I just stopped. You know what I mean? I stopped everything. I stopped drinking. I stopped smoking.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Had a little bad experience throughout the pandemic, so I just kind of like left everything alone. And
wow, yeah. Yeah,
yeah, man. And what I created here, man, got me so focused, and it got me on the road, it got me moving, it got me looking better than other DJs out there. So, you know, I just want to just
bro, it's amazing to see your work, to see you go international. Like, this is like during the pandemic, the lockdown. This guy is everywhere putting that work in. So it's a big salute to you, you know, for showing folks that when it's time to make it happen, you just get up and go and make it happen. And then, you know, the gig with Rock the Bells is like, God, this dude is fucking killing it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I'm always cheering you on, bro. You already know. And don't forget the Madism remix.
Man. Yo, first things first, Hakeem, I just want to say thank you for letting me be creative with that right there, man. If anybody knows, you know what I mean, my beats and bars, I'm like 23 episodes on YouTube. I think it's episode 21, right?
Something like that. Like, I thought it was 23.
Yeah, you know what? I think it is 23.
Yeah.
I believe it's 23. But go to my YouTube, look for Beats and Bars, all episodes, man. You know what I mean? We had Jay Mills, we had Trap Beckham, mm-hmm. we had Rockness from Helter Skelter, you know what I mean? Green Moss, you know, a lot of people, man. But this guy right here, let me get creative with his episode and remix the Madism.
Yeah.
So he did a little skit. And you know, there was no script. We did everything right then and there.
Off the head. And that's what it's about. You can come on, we already said it. How are we gonna do? All right, you gonna get behind the counter and it came off like that. And that shit is dope. And you got jokes for days, so you know you got hilarity with you. So you make it easy. You make it real easy to, you know what I mean, relate and kick it back and forth. It's dope.
Oh man, I got a lot of props for that, man. And I'ma definitely post it up in the next 24 hours so people can see it, and it could just lead into our concert that's happening this Saturday, man. What can we expect from Hakeem this Saturday at Wynwood, the joint, the KRS-One concert with DJ F's, We Them Zoes, KRS-One?
We puff the Lala, also known as the Skama. May Buddha's name be praised, Shaolin versus Lama. Life with no drama, keep the proper karma. No pause and no commas, looking sleepy, no pajamas. Just steamed out with the wet, throwed out like a sauna. Decipher with my niggas, my niggas, and my nagas. It's the Lala without the do, re, mi, fa, so. Hawk, you got the ism, man, you know that shit for show. I'm so mellow, cause I keep the Lala twisted. Come through with sacks of trees, my nigga, I'm just gifted, lifted. Hakeem Green, it was predicted. I keep so many flavors, all the colors also vivid. Here, hit it. Then watch the reaction. The Lala feels melodic, pure satisfaction. Eliminate the stress, addition by subtraction. Bagging up the Lala is how I learn my fractions.
Word up, man. It's going to be a problem, man. Is that wedding cake you sparking up right there?
Nah, this is some Backdoor Boogie, actually.
Backdoor Boogie.
I mean, it started out fire, but I'm at the end of my, you know what I mean? So it's like, all right, it's time to get something new, something fresh. But, you know, it gets kind of crazy this time of the year.
from
the beginning of August to, like, November, we get like this.
Yeah.
Got to be in special proximity to it to really, and, you know, right now I'm not. So there it is.
I hear you. Remington still, what up, man? Coca, who's that? Cola, Coca, Street Fashion, Vinyl, what's popping? The real Kai's in the building. Everybody, buy a badge, man. Show your boy some love, man. Indie Thursdays, I got my man Hakeem Green in the building. Yo, Hakeem, before you get up out of here, you know what? I need to smoke one with you, man. There's just certain people I need to smoke. I need to smoke one with you. I need to smoke one with Redman. You know what I mean? There's just certain people I need to smoke with, you know what I mean? Just to top it off and say, okay, that got off my smoking bucket list, you know?
Yeah, nah, no doubt. That smoke bucket list is really important for a cannabis connoisseur. Who you smoke? Like, if you can get smoke with Willie Nelson, man, you're doing something.
Word, right?
Yeah, you're doing so. I smoke with Snoop. I smoke with Wayne. I smoke with Red. I smoke with Math. I smoke with Be Real. I've never smoked with Willie Nelson. I did an interview with Chong, but I haven't smoked with him yet. I did an interview with him.
Can I give you a smoking story with an artist? And it was so funny. for me, it was funny, but at the same time, it wasn't cool. But whatever, you know, it is what it is. This smoking story was with Trick Daddy. So I'm on the turntables. I'm killing it. Da-da-da-da in front of hundreds of people in front of me. And he decides to just say, Epps, you want to smoke a blunt? And I grabbed the blunt and puffed it while I'm on the turntable scratching. And I gave it right back to him. But as I'm scratching, I'm mixing, I'm queuing up the next record, the blunt smells a little candy-ish.
Uh-oh.
And back in the days...
Oh, you mean like the blunt wrap itself tasted candy-ish?
Or the whole blunt tasted candy-ish that I was licking my lips like...
Bro, flavored joints. I hate them shits, man. I hate the flavored joints. I hate the fucking flavored joints.
And I come to find out, you know, he slipped me what they call back in the days the illy blunt.
Oh man, hey. I was trying to sidestep that.
Hey, you know,
it was wet, was it?
No, it was just it had. It had the sprinkle, the white snow in there.
Extra kick to it. A little something.
My lips was numbed after I got off the table, and he laughing at me in the corner. He like, yeah, I got you. Don't ever say you never had a early blow. I'm like, whatever, nigga. Don't ever do that shit again. Oh, man. Yeah, that was one of the many over 20 years ago stories, man. So, yeah man.
But, yo, bro, it's really, right, these days, sharing blunts is definitely not a good idea these days. So.
Not at all. Not at all.
But you want to have you. He said the sprinkles.
Word up, man. Aki, man, thank you for hanging out with me, man. Yo, plug whatever you need to plug, man.
Cause Rakim is the god, no doubt.
Of course.
The god, MC, period, point blank. Nothing else needs to be said.
Yeah, for sure. Plug what you need to plug, man, before you get up out of here, man.
Yo, man, it's Hakeem Green. Channel live, and direct BDP all day, every day. All we do is spark my ism at me. Hakeem Green, HAKIMGREEN. Check the website, madism.info. Look out for the Aubrey album. Right now, you can get the Cypher, Took a Test, and the Madism album. Yo, check me, yo. We out here. Come on to the show Saturday at the Joint of Miami with my man, DJ Epps, Weedem Zoes, and KRS-One.
Yeah! Hakeem, my brother, love you, and I can't wait to see you Saturday, man. It's gonna be a problem, all right?